prior to COVID, people were already working from home. This is not a new phenomenon. In fact, I think it, at least professionally, I've wondered, I wouldn't wish COVID on anyone. Professionally, I've wondered if COVID had happened in the 70s, how would companies have adapted to that? Because so few jobs were being done remotely. Would it have accelerated things, or would it just caused us to ignore the idea that we could even possibly lock ourselves down? I have no idea. But I know that by the time COVID landed in 2020, enough companies had the beginnings of a remote work program, if not a formal work program, and technology and home networking and interconnection had reached a point where it was not that difficult for certain types of job to pivot to remote work. Obviously, some jobs never went remote. They require in-person work, and whether that is a hospital or a factory, some jobs have to be done in person. But a lot of jobs began to explore remote work at a much higher level than they had before. And so while we definitely had seen it before, all statistics confirm, everyone I've ever seen, it was more common at larger companies, meaning those companies that have put some thought into it. And candidly, as someone who advises some of those companies, I know for a fact that sometimes that analysis included just raw cost savings associated with remote work. So the idea of remote work was not new. But where you found it and the kinds of positions it reached and the degree to which it reached those positions was new. That's something that changed. And the idea of remote work accelerated. And it's been an ongoing experiment and one I am not going to pass judgment on one way or the other. I think that that's something we're not going to really understand for another few years yet. I do, however, understand some of the changes it wrought in my practice area. As I've mentioned, I'm an employment lawyer. I'm board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. And when you do employment law, you tend to represent either companies and entities or individuals. Since day one, I've represented organizations. And over the course of my career, which, as Emma mentioned, started out at Vinson and Elkins, obviously I was representing larger institutional clients. And what I very quickly fell into was a practice area that focused a lot on trade secrets. And in fact, as it stands, I've become a member of the Lee Yackel IP Inn of Courts. I'm probably the only not true IP lawyer in there, but I was invited as a trade secret attorney because there's a heavy overlap between the IP practice and the trade secret practice. And having focused in this area of the law and watched this change, there are certain things that emerge. So this is supposed to be a practical session, which is why I'm going to lead with the practical before we talk about the legal. The practical reality is that when you shift work from an environment that you control, so an office place, whether that is cubicles or offices with doors or offices with views, doesn't really matter. There's a building, there's a network, and even if it's hosted remotely by a service, which you know more and more and more servers are hosted remotely as opposed to on-site, it's still a corporate account that's being monitored and maintained by individuals who are tasked with that role. They're managing role security. They're managing password security. You can't just walk into the building. You can't just walk up to a computer. There are a lot of safeguards in place for electronic information, ironically, that come from being in a physical location. Once you move that work and say, I'm going to let you take this outside of the four walls of this building, several things happen. One, it is now in an unsecured environment. And what do I mean by this? Well, candidly, I don't actually know where you are while you're doing my work. If you're doing my work remotely, I might assume that you're doing it from home, but I don't actually know that. You're probably not doing it from a coffee shop during a pandemic. That was the example we used to use when before COVID about remote work. For all we know, you're doing it in a coffee shop. Chances are you're not doing it in a coffee shop, but I honestly don't know where you're doing it. And even if you're doing it from where you live, candidly, I don't know where that is anymore. I can tell you numbers of stories of companies that learned at some point during the pandemic that their employees had relocated for one reason or another. The company had signaled that remote work was acceptable. This is someone who had grown tired, for example, of Texas's lovely summers, and had decided to permanently relocate to Colorado, where they simply cannot get enough of the number of Texans that seem to be moving or at least vacationing there on a routine basis. And then suddenly you realize, not only do I not know where you are, I don't even know what state you're in. There are also plenty of employees that leave the country. Whether that is a permanent relocation or a temporary relocation, the reality is your information is now not even in a U.S. jurisdiction. It's something that's being accessed and managed from afar. Now, there are, of course, safeguards a system can implement to say, well, I'm going to screen the IP addresses that can access this file and or this data or this network, and I'm going to control the parts of the globe from which it can be accessed. The question is, did they? Was that something people thought out, or is that something that only was done reactively? COVID brought those questions up. Likewise, same point, unsecured network. While you're in my environment behind my firewall, I have a certain level of confidence about your ability to expose my information to external threats. It takes a somewhat intentional act on your part. You can surely do it. If you're determined, you can take my information and exfiltrate it in a number of ways, whether it's something like Google Drive or Dropbox, or it's something as simple as emailing at home and keeping a local copy on your home PC, or attaching an external device to your computer. There have long since existed plenty of ways for an employee to exfiltrate information. In fact, it's why my practice area gravitated the way it did.